Hey everyone, I'm Dave Coryell.
And I'm Josh Good.
And you're listening to the Unleash the Hive podcast brought to you by Christian Endeavor. At CE, we dive deep into intentional next-gen discipleship and explore what it means to thrive in the midst of chaos.
In every episode, we consider how to help young people live, love, and lead in a broken, chaotic, and distraction-filled world.
And we do all of this in 7 minutes or less. Welcome, everyone. We're back with Sandy Robinson, who is the Director of Disabilities Ministries at Calvary Church. And last time we learned a little bit about words, a little bit about language, and also that Sandy is one of the few people employed by a church that is serving in this area of disabilities ministry. Today, Sandy, we'd love to hear you to share what's going on in the broader culture in this whole area of disabilities so we can begin to frame what it is that's kind of going on out there.
Sure. I think we all are aware that generally, culturally, our society is becoming more open to including people with disabilities. We see that really strongly in school situations. All of our students, if you have children in school at all, you'll know that they have children with disabilities included in their classrooms. So that has to funnel down to the church. And it's starting to. Churches are really starting to be growing in their understanding that including people with disabilities is not only part of our culture, but part of what Jesus mandated for all of us.
Wow. So I've heard the term mainstream used. Is that a term that is still used today?
Mainstream is a little bit of an older term. So it used to be used when students with disabilities were brought into the mainstream environment. Mostly the term now that's used is inclusion.
Inclusion.
Students are included in a variety of ways in schooling.
Okay. Very good. That's good to know. So then culturally, there's some other things that are kind of interesting that are going on with just genetic studies and all of these things. Is any of this kind of bringing some kind of level of impact with this whole area?
Well, I think probably where you're getting to, Dave, is about, there's so much about autism that's happening now and the increase in autism in our American society. I can't give you all the scientific reasons for those. There are lots of reasons, but we are seeing an increase in autism. And so that, again, filters down to the church. There's an interesting story that I heard about how we can think about autism and its prevalence in our society, that there are the same percentage of redheads, people who have red hair, as people who have autism in our society. It just gives you kind of a visual picture. And so I like to encourage churches to say, look around and see how many redheads you have in your church. Well, you should have an equal number of people with autism in your church. And most likely that's not true.
Wow. You know, and any reference to hair is difficult for me and Josh, for our listeners out there that haven't seen us. We are follically challenged on the top of our heads. Thank you for that connection on that autism to redheads piece. That's a really good piece.
If you don't have people in your church with autism or with a disability, why not? And churches need to be asking themselves that question, why not? So that's kind of, to me, the next natural progression.
So I'm looking forward to our next several sessions that we'll have together as we'll get into the nitty gritty of what does it look like to minister in the church with youth and young adults and families with disabilities. But so thankful for our time together.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Unleash the Hive podcast. For more resources, check out our website, ceworks.faith, and check us out on social media at ceworksfaith.
remember to be intentional as you disciple and unleash the next generation for God's glory.